Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at thedoctor.com. And really happy to be back with you again for another session here on the DJV Health Show. The last time we were talking, I had mentioned this lemon juice story of a situation that had happened was over 100 years ago. And one thing I'm sure you understand, and we've talked about it in the past, is that a lot of modern-day therapies that are, of course, all based on drugs and have been based on drugs for almost 100 years now are copies of various therapies, usually herbal, that have been known for hundreds of years to be very effective for various kinds of conditions. And when the natural healing environment inside of our country, the herbalists, the naturalists, these people who knew how to take the plants that Mother Nature had made and create therapies from them to address various nutritional deficiencies inside of our bodies, because that's where most disease processes come from anyway. The more modern our diet is, the more we seem to be lacking in critical micronutrients that tend to lead towards disease processes. And when the earlier therapies have been replaced by drugs, obviously you're missing the nutritional aspect of it, which reduces drugs. And I know there's a lot of your friends, maybe your family members that are out there that are alive and running around right now because of some miracle drug. I'm not dissing that at all. Please believe me. It's just this overall dependency on a drug for an immediate effect in the body that has been created by various environmental issues, the most powerful one of which is our dietary choices. And with that as an opening, I want to get into one of the most powerful healing forces that you can bring into your body that you might be missing out a little bit on. And I want to set the stage for that. There was an article in the New York Times Magazine all the way back March 16th, 2003, that was written by Lisa Sanders, MD, a recent graduate of, I think, the College of New York Medical School. And Lisa Sanders has, I don't know how extent the practice of medicine has been for her, but she has become a radio and TV personality in the New York area as kind of the go-to person when some kind of a medical issue shows up because of her publications and the celebrity that has resulted from her public appearances. And she wrote in this article, it was very, very interesting. I was almost shocked myself when I first read it. But to tell you once again, it's March 16th, 2003, and it's the New York Times, and it's the Sunday magazine. You may be living in an area right now that has a feature in the Sunday newspaper, if you still get the newspapers, that has kind of a Sunday publication. And in this publication, she talked about the beginning of her medical training in what is known as the white coat ceremony. And at the beginning of medical school, the first class at the first semester, you don your white coats. And there's a ceremony about this that is a part of the whole process of becoming a med student. And they were addressed by the dean of the medical school. And he stands on the stage in front of these freshman medical students, and he says, "Doctors, half of what you are about to be taught is incorrect. Unfortunately, we don't know which half." And as she writes in this article, he was absolutely serious about the whole thing. And it was kind of an invitation for research and to not just memorize whatever you have to do here to get to pass tests, but to immerse yourself into the drama of healing. Now, in my school, I went to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, the mother of chiropractic. And the very first day of the very first semester, and there's 10 semesters involved in chiropractic education, 5 semester years after 3 years of pre-med. We have to get into chiropractic college, you have to go through the same pre-med you have to go through to get into med school. And we had somewhat, you know, not as dramatic, because we don't have a white coat ceremony. That's not necessary. But the induction into the concept of healing, and to realize that healing is an inside-out type of action, type of a process dynamic inside the human body. Medicine, on the other hand, it's kind of an outside-in. You've got this, and again, I'm not dissing medicine. I just want you to be able to understand the difference in philosophy, because you'll hear Dr. Ken on the DJV Health Show, and that just tremendous knowledge, tremendous understanding from his viewpoint. He and I agree on an awful lot of things, but there's some things, you know, we have different viewpoint. Mine is centered primarily in the idea that the body has the ability to heal itself, given the right set of circumstances. And the right set of circumstances, from my viewpoint, isn't to beleaguer it with more drugs upon drugs upon drugs, because I saw a brand new patient yesterday in my clinic in Salt Lake City that's on 6 different drugs, wanting to know why they constantly feel sick and have no energy and do not want to get out of bed. And so we address these kinds of things and natural alternatives to what's going on under the direction of their physician, of course. And so my primary motivation is this understanding inside of us that our bodies have the ability to heal. And so you will not get, unless your primary care physician has stepped outside of the basic medical model and actually started studying and researching the nutritional needs of the human body, you won't get nutritional advice. Because what doctors are not up on, they're down on, as a general rule. And what they think of nutrition, they don't. Most medical schools do not have any required nutritional classes. Some do, but they end up being a half hour to an hour long lecture that doesn't have any lasting effect in their educational process. So I want to give you an example of natural healing that I run across almost on a weekly basis, if not daily sometimes, especially during the cold and flu season. Now, if you were to ask me, Dr. Jack, give me a good image in my mind of fear, and I'll tell you about the mothers that I consult with during the winter when they have a child with burning fever, especially if it's the first child, and the mother is somewhat unfamiliar with the human body's natural processes of fever to address a particular situation that's going on inside the body. The body is not stupid. This power, this dynamic inside of us that I refer to as the forbidden doctor. I'm not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is this power, this energy, this dynamic inside of all of our living bodies that heal it. That when the sperm met the egg and that house that you were going to eventually be born into out of your mother begins to be developed, the majesty, the power, the direction behind that and is the forbidden doctor. And it stays with you. And I say forbidden because, as I whisper to some of my patients on occasion, the medical tyranny forbids you to know about that. They want you to think that good health, that the whole process of living healthily is to avoid the landmines and the crevasses that we travel through in life. If we can avoid the landmines and avoid the pits and the holes and the bombs and the claymores, we can get through life to the age that we're supposed to be in relatively good condition. My viewpoint is you give the body what it needs to be able to function and perform the way Mother Nature intended, you don't have to worry about anything else. And in our super fast society that we live in today, we're always looking for the magic bullet. Oh, I got a sore throat. Oh, you better go get some antibiotics. Oh, I got some joint pain. Oh, you better go get some anti-inflammatory. And that's kind of the mindset with the tremendous flood of drug commercials that show up on television all the time. I just saw a new one this morning for myasthenia gravis. And the whole point of this, of course, is to keep you thinking drugs, drugs, drugs. Problem, problem, problem. Drugs, drugs, drugs. There's got to be a drug to address your problem. Rather than looking at inside yourself to see what might be missing in your diet to contend to these kinds of problems. So I'm going to use an example here of a child with burning fever, because this is something that I face on a regular basis with so many patients. And there is something that's not so mysterious that the body is trying to tell the mother when the child has fever. And it's simply a lack of calcium. Oh, yes, it's that simple. When a child's body, especially when teeth begin to emerge, and there's a tremendous need for calcium for those teeth, calcium stores inside the body will drop, and the child will go into fever to start to leach calcium out of its developing skeleton to make sure the rest of the system has enough calcium inside the body for the little baby's body to function. Now, I know that may be one of the craziest things you've ever heard, but calcium and whole food vitamin C is absolutely essential when a child is going into a feverish response. But what have you been taught? In most cases, you've been taught, well, you know, just keep them warm and keep them comfortable and keep them hydrated, which is absolutely certain. That's what we should be doing. But a lot of times, a drug, they want to administer a certain drug to bring the fever down when the body, again, is not stupid. It knows what it's doing, and it's raising that temperature up to get something to take place that's necessary. And so I'm going to tell you a home remedy that is so simple to be able to take care of this the next time you run across the situation. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up next.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Want to show your favorite teacher some love? Staples has you covered.
Covered how?
This week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards on your in-store purchases to give to your favorite teacher for supplies.
So they can stock up on markers and crayons?
Staples has it covered.
Art and cleaning supplies?
Covered. During Teacher Appreciation Week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards for your favorite teacher or school, plus up to 5% back in Staples rewards for yourself. Download the Staples Connect app to sign up for classroom rewards. Valid in-store only, ends 5/7.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. That is the structural end of what I do with patients. And I saw three new people yesterday. And during the show, I want to tell you about it. But at forbiddendoctor.com is the nutritional end of what I do. Now, what are you going to do? When these mothers come in and they... Usually, they'll follow what their pediatrician told them to do. But every now and then, they're going to ask me, if they get familiar with me and they understand where I'm coming from, they'll call the office or something else. And I'm not a pediatrician, but I have a huge pediatric practice. There's a wall in our clinic that is just covered with several hundred pictures of little kids who wanted their pictures taken to go up on the wall after I started taking care of them. And the question comes up, a chiropractor is taking care of little children? Yeah, they have spines. And those spines are out there bouncing around on trampolines. And those spines are out there banging heads with their little soccer matches at 4 and 5 and 6 years old. Oh, yeah. You know, they have spines. And their spines misalign. And so we have that process as well. But 100 years ago, almost every farm in America had a jar of barley water in the refrigerator. They would take about a pound of barley and put it in a milk jug, a glass milk jug, and fill it with water and put it in the refrigerator and just sit there with a cap over top of it to keep it, you know, to keep it pure. Because they knew that within 24 hours, most of the calcium that was in that barley had leached into the water. And, of course, they called it barley water. And they knew that anybody that had a fever, if they would throw away the barley and just leave the water behind. And they feed that water, the fever would break in a matter of minutes. Why? Because the body's getting an adequate amount of calcium, and your immune system will not work without calcium. So they throw off the water, they throw off the barley and drink the water because the water is full of calcium lactate, and they wouldn't drink anything else. For the next little while, they would just drink this barley water. All the people who have died that have gone through hospice or whatever other kinds of problems are going on, we know now, based on research, that they are so low in serum calcium at the time of death. But you'll never hear medical people talking about this at all. What you see when people go into hospice is usually a morphine kind of thing that is, you know, it's slow, it's a slow speed euthanasia. I don't know what else to call it. This suppresses the breathing until they finally pass. Euthanasia is, I don't know that it's legal in more than one or two states right now, and even I'm not sure that's the case anymore. But that's exactly what's going on. Whereas if they had kept pumping them full of calcium in the form of calcium lactate, which is the way the plant kingdom produces calcium lactate, and your body converts that into calcium bicarbonate to get the calcium inside your body that you really need. Now, what is the test that should be done on anybody going into the emergency room who is in a very sick, decrepit, suffering kind of condition? It's not done. But what test do you think, I'm going to tell you about here in a moment after the next break, what test should be done immediately on anybody sick or dying in the emergency room that can immediately turn the situation around? We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show here in a moment. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Character study. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you had to play the role of a character who caused you a lot of frustration, what kind of character would you play? What kinds of things would you say and do? Think about what behaviors you can engage in that would irk you to what might feel like no end. And then create an end. In other words, by taking the time to play out, even in your mind, really trying to get behind the eyes of those who irk or frustrate you or even anger you, you will give yourself a deeper understanding of what might be leading to what in their minds. The more genuine, in-depth character study you do, the more understanding and empathy you'll have. And your boon? That you will no longer be as irked, frustrated, or angry the next time you encounter that person for real. For more on life, check out my new book, Walking Through Anger, available anywhere books are sold.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two members of Congress visited Ukraine. Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana and Tim Walberg of Michigan visited the front lines in Kyiv. Walberg told Newsmax on Tuesday that Ukraine is winning the war against Russia.
And we believe, as we came away from that, that not only can Ukraine win this war, but they are winning it at the present time. They are using the resources that the West, including the United States, has given to them. I'm certainly supportive of what the president is offering now in additional aid, and I just hope that he's willing to push his leadership to make it a bipartisan bill, to not load it with anything except what's for Ukraine.
A record-setting 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March, according to data released Tuesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In addition, the data showed 11.5 million jobs available. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of a leaked draft opinion from the court to Politico. That draft hints the court would overturn decades-old abortion rights enshrined by Roe v. Wade. Politicians on both sides of the aisle weighed in Tuesday. Indiana Senator Mike Braun spoke to Newsmax about President Joe Biden's response.
That kind of nonchalant approach coming from our president is sad. And I think that's an indication of how politics have gotten here. They push a certain point of view, and here, they're not for what was in the draft. Then condone or say nothing about the fact of how it occurred. So I think that all gets measured by the American public.
Chief Justice Roberts said he's directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the leak. Norman Mineta, the first Asian American to become a federal cabinet secretary, has died at the age of 90. Mineta served under both Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. When he served as federal transportation secretary, he ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001. Hawaii lawmakers have passed legislation that would hike the state's minimum wage to $18 an hour by 2028. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at FrugalTheDoctor.com. So, what is the test? And of course, you've got this figured out. You want to get the blood calcium level on every patient coming into the hospital. And I've mentioned this. I have some MDs. I take care of patients. And I mentioned this, and their response is usually the same. Oh, you've got to be kidding. I said, well, you do blood gas. If they're comatose, you do a blood gas. You want to know if their blood's moving alkaline or acidic, and so you can, administer the bicarbonate or something else to get them back into a conscious state. Why don't you check their blood calcium at the same time? Oh, who's going to do that, Jack? Well, yeah, I understand. But if there's some infectious process going on inside their bodies, the best thing they can possibly get at that point in time is not a blast of antibiotics. It's a blast of calcium. And it's their own research. I mean, you can go to Medline.com, which is where I will often, or PubMed.com, and search for abstracts in peer-reviewed research, and search for blood calcium and immune system or blood calcium fevers or whatever, and there's tons of research that substantiates what I'm talking about. And so doctors come face to face with the evidence, but they won't accept this obvious conclusion that a blood level of calcium, when you are going into the emergency room, for whatever reason, now I'm not talking about a broken arm, although it wouldn't be a bad idea to improve calcium at this point because the healing bone needs it. But I'm talking about people that are in serious, serious conditions, and they're trying to do an immediate diagnosis as to what, in a triage type of situation, as to what this patient requires. Do the calcium. Now, how important is calcium? Calcium is the only mineral required by life, and your body requires many minerals to operate correctly. It's the only one that has its own gland to regulate the level of calcium inside the body. You don't have a gland to regulate iron. You don't have a gland to regulate copper or selenium. You don't have a gland to regulate zinc. And yet those four minerals I just mentioned are absolutely essential for the body to work correctly. The idea for Mother Nature is that in our diets that Mother Nature created, not Post, not Kellogg's, not this food company or that food company, not the macaroni and cheese people. I'm talking about the kind of foods that Mother Nature created for us, has, if it's been grown in mineralized soil, all the minerals that your body needs to operate. I mean, how have we survived for thousands upon thousands of generations on this planet? Because of our ancestral diets that came from the earth, came from the plants out of the earth or something that ate those plants, that nourished our bodies and gave us what we needed outside of the commercial stuff that now exists inside the supermarkets. So you have a gland to regulate the level of calcium inside your body. It's called the parathyroid gland. And para means out there on the edge, like, you know, paranormal, out beyond normal kind of stuff. Well, parathyroid means it's out on the outer edges of the thyroid gland. There's four of them, these tiny little glands. They're very difficult to find. If there is any kind of a situation indicating parathyroid hormone problems that your doctor is checking you for, there's an interesting test that is done. I'm not going to go into it now, but I find it fascinating to try to find these four little tiny buds on the side of the thyroid. But those buds are absolutely essential to life because they regulate the level of calcium in the bloodstream that your body, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, requires. And if you run across something that triggers an infectious process in the body, it will make sure the calcium levels in the bloodstream are increased and will literally pull it out of your bones to do so. That's the majesty of this forbidden doctor that's inside of you. But interestingly enough, and that's where a lot of adult fevers come from. He must have picked up a bug. No. You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things. And as long as your, you know, gun is full of bullets, and it's not the calcium that does the killing. The calcium creates something called the calcium wave. And this is just absolutely fascinating. It was discovered by the Kellogg School of Ophthalmology, I believe at the University of Minnesota. I might have that backwards. But they developed a digital camera in a little tube that they could put into a bloodstream. And it has 600,000 frames per second. That's almost completely inconceivable to figure that out as to how that thing works. But they put this into the bloodstream, and they discovered something that they called the calcium wave. And whenever they would find a macrophage, which is the aspects of your white blood cells that go around and eat up all the bad guys, eat up cellular debris, eat up things that do not belong in the bloodstream, especially bacteria. And they would watch this when they could do 600,000 frames per second and slow that down
they found that when the macrophage approached the bacteria and would surround the bacteria that was still alive and almost looked like it was trying to escape, they saw this wave move all the way around the bacteria, and all of a sudden the bacteria was dead. And the macrophage would come up and engulf it and digest it. They called it the calcium wave because they found out the exact level of calcium in the bloodstream powered the calcium wave. And people who were deficient in calcium, the infectious processes would increase to a greater level inside their body. People that had sufficient levels of calcium were healthy and vibrant. Now, as I said, it's not the calcium that does the killing. It's the calcium that allows phagocytosis to occur. Phago meaning eat, and cytosis meaning the action of the white blood cell to destroy the bacteria. So, where are you going to get this calcium? A lot of times we think, well, we just want to drink milk, but most of us are drinking pasteurized milk. You're not going to get much calcium whatsoever out of pasteurized milk because the enzyme that Mother Nature put into raw milk to convert that calcium into that calf when a calf is nursing from its mother or from a human that's drinking raw cow's milk, the enzyme's called alkaline phosphatase. And that alkaline phosphatase is the enzyme that allows the calcium in that milk to come into your body and into your bones. Now, what is the test that milk producers use to prove whether milk is raw or pasteurized if they're not sure when they get a delivery of milk? They do the alkaline phosphatase test. Because if the milk has no alkaline phosphatase, they know it's been pasteurized because the pasteurization process destroys the very enzyme that allows the calcium in the milk to come into your bones. You follow me on that? We do not pasteurize milk to protect you and me so much in our milk products as we try to make sure the crappy milk that gets into the system has been destroyed through pasteurization to not pollute the good milk. You follow me on that? Pasteurization isn't so much to make sure you're okay. It's to allow crappy product into the system. By crappy product, I mean raw milk that's too old, raw milk that may have pus or blood or something else from a sick cow getting into the system. But the problem is the pasteurization process stops the transfer of calcium from you, from the milk into your bones. I mean, that's almost like a crime. So when mothers come to me and they hear me talk about this on the radio or in other situations, they come to me, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, organic green leafy vegetables have calcium in it in the form of calcium lactate. But the only kind of calcium your body uses in the bloodstream is calcium bicarbonate. It's the only form it can actually use. It's the liquid form of calcium in your bloodstream. When we get calcium lactate in our diet, the body has one enzyme change to convert the calcium lactate to calcium bicarbonate. So if you provide your body enough calcium lactate, you'll have all the calcium bicarbonate that you need. Now, that may be a bit much, but I think you can follow me through on that. And so what I recommend is calcium lactate. Calcium lactate in either a powdered form or a tablet form. That's easily obtained at ordersforforbiddendoctor.com. Orders@forbiddendoctor.com. Or you can call the office, 801-523-1890, and talk to the staff, and they know everything about this. So why do I push calcium so much? Not just when you know that it has a gland that regulates its level inside the body, you know the brain is very serious about adequate calcium levels. Your skin won't be healthy without it. Your nerves cannot transmit signals through the nervous system without it. Your eyes cannot see without it. Your hearing will not work without it. Your immune system simply will not work without calcium. And there's several other things that are involved that calcium probably is the dominant mineral inside the body. Now, it's something I refer to as the 1% solution. 99% of the calcium in your body, obviously, is in the bones. But 1% is flowing through the bloodstream in the form of calcium bicarbonate so that muscles can contract and muscles can relax. Nerves can transmit their signal. The heart can have a regular rate, rhythm, and tone beating to the lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. All these things are so calcium-dependent. So I tell these mothers, take a little bit of this powdered calcium, a teaspoon of this powdered calcium, stir it up in about 3 or 4 ounces of water, swirl it around so it can dissolve a little bit, and have your child drink it. Now, it's kind of gritty, but it doesn't really have a taste. It's just a new experience, and sometimes kids don't like it. But I'm telling you, within 20 minutes, their fever will break, if not quicker. And they'll be back out of bed and back outside running around again. I have seen this over and over again. Now, for us to be able to get adequate rest at night, you can't go into a deep sleep state without calcium. So it's not just the kids who need this. Adults need it as well. And the product I use is calcium lactate. Now, there's a lot of calciums out there in the market. Most of it's calcium chloride. That's what the mountains are made out of. And there's a reason why those mountains are still there, because calcium chloride is very difficult to break down. Calcium lactate, the form that nature makes, or well water. Spring water that's clean is loaded with calcium bicarbonate. So when I get back, I want to kind of wrap this up. But if you are in an emergency situation and you know you need some calcium and you're traveling at a hotel or something else, is there a little trick you can use? You bet there is. And I'll tell you about it as soon as we're back. This is Jack Stockwell, me at the DJV Health Show. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic deals on Mother's Day gifts. Moms are the best and deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17. Leave it to you to find all the savings. What can I say? Like mother, like daughter. Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card? Your mom would be so proud. Select styles, Nike Phalanx, May 8th, coupons do not apply, 15% off rings, May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car? Not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I hope you're getting something out of this. I mean, I get a kick out of talking about these things, even though the thing I'm talking to you about now, especially this little secret, if you're out there on the road and you don't have your calcium lactate, I talk about this stuff all the time. I do a live show in Salt Lake City. I've been doing talk radio since March of 1995, and a lot of my friends often say, in social settings, I kind of sit off and by one-on-one with somebody or quiet, and they say, well, my goodness, for a talk show host, this guy's off. Just stick a microphone in front of his face. That's usually what my friends will say, and then they can't get me to shut up. So you're at a convention, or you're traveling on a vacation, and you've got kids, and they start to get a little sick or something, and you know enough about natural healing now that to run off to the local the emergency care center may not be the best answer for you. Or you are starting a sore throat. You're at a 2 or 3 day convention and you look in your travel bag and, oh my gosh, I forgot my calcium. Oh my gosh, I forgot my whole food vitamin C. What am I going to do? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go down to the kitchen, down to the restaurant, and you're going to ask them for two things. You're going to ask for a raw egg, and they may not want to do that, but you can get the raw egg, and some vinegar, a few ounces of vinegar, and an egg in the shell, not a hard-boiled egg, a raw egg with a shell. You're going to open up that egg, and you're going to, I hate to see a raw egg ruined, but unless you, like me, will have raw eggs occasionally, shoot them down as a shooter. You're going to take that raw egg out of the shell, and you're going to open up that shell, and you're going to use the hairdryer that's there in the hotel. I know this sounds crazy, but bear with me on this. The hairdryer to dry that shell out as much as you possibly can. Then you're going to crush it up, and you're going to put it in one of the glass drinking glasses that they provide you with in that hotel room. and crush that egg up as much as you, small and as much as you can. Put it in that glass and pour in some vinegar on top of it. A little bit of vinegar. You don't need a whole lot. And the acetic acid in that vinegar is going to start dissolving that shell. And what do you think that that liquid solution is going to fill up with? Yeah. Calcium citrate. Now, calcium citrate does not occur in nature. It's a man-made product, but it works. And so you're going to swirl that around and let it dissolve and swirl that around and let it dissolve. And then you're going to pour off some of that solution into another glass with that vinegar and the eggshell dissolved. It's going to be very strong and acidic, so you want to dilute it with some more water. And then you're going to shoot that down. Forget about the vinegar taste and everything else. You're going to shoot that down. You just gave yourself a blast of calcium that your body can desperately use. And I'm telling you, within a matter of minutes to an hour or two, that sore throat's going to disappear. Your immune system, if you don't remember anything else from the show today, your immune system is absolutely dependent on calcium. Now, the best thing to do is to get calcium lactate either in a powder form or pill form at orders@forbiddendoctor.com and carry it with you. Make sure you have it with you all the time. Because anytime you start to feel something little kind of goofy going on, and for me, I feel a little scratchiness in the very back, at the top of my throat, in the back of my mouth. I feel a little scratchiness back there. And I'll tell you, I just stir up about a teaspoon, maybe 1.5 teaspoons of powdered calcium lactate in about 4 or 5 ounces of water, stir it up, shoot it down, and in a matter of minutes to an hour or two, I'm feeling much, much better. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, my wife and I have over 200 podcasts. Many of them deal with this very subject. And on the homepage of ForbiddenDoctor.com, there are 3 search bars, one for symptoms, one for products, one for podcasts. And if you will spend some time looking through there, you can find an awful lot of information that I think will help you to get a better grounding for the kinds of things that you want to be able to take care of for your family. Well, that should be it. That should be it for about this week's DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast, as I've been talking about here, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And it has been an absolute pleasure to visit with you again. I just love doing this. I hope you love it as well. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'll see you in another week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.